Columbus Dons softball standout Shelby Spada now with us after signing her letter of intent to play college softball next season at Eau Claire. And Shelby, congratulations on that decision. Tell us about what went into that decision to play at Eau Claire next year.
What went into this decision was the team chemistry, the coaches, the Sonatech Center, and how every player feels like a sister and how I felt welcome the first time I stepped in there. Like, I did a lot of camps there since I was maybe in eighth grade, and it definitely showed that that was the place I wanted to go because that was the most I enjoyed, like, for college visits.
You probably had some other opportunities. What made really Eau Claire stand out in terms of their softball program for you?
Their softball program, that the players are all good athletes. They all played multiple sports in high school, and that their dedication to the team and choosing Eau Claire, like, means a lot to them, and just their chemistry and how they play well together, and yeah.
And you mentioned the summer camps. I'm sure you did a lot of that. What's the importance of those summer camps in molding a player to be a college softball player?
It shows you what a college game could be like, and the environment, and like getting yourself out there to the coaches, meeting new players, because you're not going to stick with the players that you play with in high school. And I think that's key to, like, you need to grow, and going to those college camps shows you that you have room for growth and success.
Well, you've had good success here at Columbus High School. Tell us how you would talk about your 4 years here playing softball at Columbus.
My 4 years here at Columbus were amazing, and I still have one more season yet to come. Last year was by far my favorite year, making a deep run into the sectional final, which is the farthest Columbus Catholic has ever made it. And I just think the environment here is really well as well, and the team chemistry is good, just like Eau Claire. So it's basically going to second home.
How has the coaching staff here at Columbus helped you improve your game these last few years?
The coaching staff pushes me to be harder and pushes me to be me instead of trying to be someone else that I'm not while playing. And they boost your confidence. They push you to be, like I said, the best that you can be. So, like, you're going to make errors in life, but everybody's going to make errors, and they point that out to you and how you can fix them so you can learn from your mistakes.
I was talking to Coach Zimmerman and mentioned that more than most other ball players, you seem to have just natural hitting ability. Where did you come with that, and how have you developed your skills as an offensive player?
My hitting ability, I just would practice at home and practice in the gym all the time, working on, like, different strengths and different, like, parts of your body movement, just, like, focusing on one thing at a time. I have struggled with hitting, so it's not always perfect, and I have gone into slumps, but I think I've learned from my slumps to make it a better hit than what I used to have.
Now, where does Eau Claire looking at playing you this year?
Eau Claire is a utility player for sure, and yeah, I really don't know.
And it's going to be a big jump for you going from Columbus High School to WIAC. Tell us some steps you need to take now improving your game to get ready for college softball.
To improve my game, I think I can improve my mentality and improve how I play to fit them, and then play as myself as well, and not to lose myself in the jump over.
And how about your studies at Eau Claire?
My studies at Eau Claire, I hope to study psychology so I can go and become a criminal psychology when I'm older, just because I like thinking of how people react to different.
Columbus Don softball coach Troy Zimmerman with us after Shelby Spada signs her letter of intent to play college softball at UW Eau Claire. Coach, tell us what this occasion means to you.
It's great. It's great for our school. It's great for Shelby. I'm excited for her family. Especially excited for her. This is my eighth year of coaching. It's the first girl I've had go on to play collegiately, so it's something special. And I'm so excited to see what she's going to perhaps take to the next level and just see what she's going to be able to do. And Eau Claire's a great fit. Leslie's a great coach. So very excited to see what she's going to be able to do at Eau Claire.
Well, Shelby certainly has great talent in softball. Tell us how you've seen that talent improve these last 4 years.
Every year, because she works so darn hard, you know, from freshman to senior year now. She just improves every day. It's just because of her work ethic. Second to none, constantly working. She plays a lot with clutch during the summer, plays a lot of winter ball too. So everything that she gets, she receives, she deserves.
More than most other softball or baseball players I've seen over the years, she seems to be just such a natural hitter, something that maybe you can't really teach very well, but it's just a natural ability for her, it looks like.
Yeah, and it is a work in progress. Her freshman year, you know, like I said, you know, every year has gotten better, and I think the biggest thing that's helped her out is patience. Taking balls and maybe not swinging out of the zone, she's gotten so much better in dialing it in and making sure she's swinging at her pitch. We really work on that. You know, don't go up there and swing at something that you don't like. Make sure it's yours. Even take a pitch if you have to, but make sure you love it. And she really went with that, and it's really improved her batting average, just everything.
Really big jump going from high school softball to the WIAC. Tell us about what she needs to do to make that jump next year.
She's gifted with speed. That's going to help her a lot. I don't know how much Leslie plays small ball. She's a great bunter. But just with that, just continually working hard, doing what she's doing. Being coachable is one thing that's really great with Shelby. She takes criticism and she runs with it and tries to make herself better. I think that's just going to itself take care of itself. You know, in college, she's going to do well.
What about some things that you think she should work on in college, things that make her a better ball player?
It's always the mind game, and I know Leslie is really, really big into that, working on a lot of that stuff. And that's what she does as a second job. She goes around the country teaching classes and stuff like that. So I told her that's probably the one thing that Shelby needs to work on. She gets down on herself sometimes. So I think, you know, she's spirited and she's very emotional, and she's got a great work ethic, like I said, and she wants to be a perfectionist. And sometimes you got to understand you're not perfect in the sport. You're going to have mistakes, and understand that it's all right to have mistakes. It's going to happen, and especially in softball, you know, you could go 4-for-10 on, and you're going to, that's on the season, bat a .400 average. That's outstanding. College is going to be a little bit tougher, but she's going to do great. She works hard. Leslie's going to work with her, and she'll get all those little things tweaked, and it's going to be great.
Well, Coach, you've seen so much improvement in this program during your tenure. Can you put in perspective what it means to have a college player out there representing the Columbus Dons?
It's great. If you had a camera, you could see all the little kids that were in here. There's just a ton of them that support her, come to every game. They got Shelby signs. Not only Shelby, just other girls in our program as well. And it's just really good to see the youth. That's something we've worked hard on, had a lot of people step up and help with the youth program, and that's where it all starts. If you start them young, they fall in love with it, and then good things happen, and that's kind of what happened here at Columbus, and a ton of girls playing softball, so it's fun to see.